that a new bike you got?
What's happening, Spike?
What the heck?
What's happening?
Big Bad JoJo coming into town.
Watch this, baby.
Is that bike too big for you?
Hey, Cloudy! Hey.
Mean bike you got there.
Yeah.
Can I take a ride, pal?
What? Oh, come on. Let's take a ride.
Can I beep the horn?
Oh, thank you.
Should have let the man ride his bike.
I'm sorry. I seem to have broken your bike.
Where'd it go?
What are you gonna do? Knock my block off?
How do you do, I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Bite.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
we wanted to find love. We wanted success until nothing was enough. Until my middle name was excess. Somehow I lost touch when you went out of sight. Got lost into the city, got lost into the night. Help, head into blackout, till someone told me run on in, honey, for somebody blows your goddamn brains out. You shoplifted as a child. I had a model smile. You carried all my hopes until something broke inside. But now about me. We just kinda lost our way. We were looking to be free, but one day we'll be right back.
wrestler and nothing else. Oh, what? The neck breaker.
Here he goes, right into the neck breaker right here. He's got the neck breaker on him, Bobby. I mean, it's deafening in here right now. I believed he couldn't do it. He went up to the top right here, the Alabama Jam. You see Brian Pillman, payback, my friend, a world television champion, Bobby Eaton.
Ladies and gentlemen, the heavyweight championship of the world still to be decided here at Super Brawl 91. And I think our colleague Tony Schiavone has his composure again after that brawl with Koloff and Sting. Let's go back now to Tony Schiavone.
Last night at the county fair, I throwed up my shoulder, but I want her that teddy bear. She's got me saying sugar pie, honey, darling, and dear. I ain't seen the Braves play a game all year. I'm gonna get fired if I don't get some sleep. My long lost buddies say I'm getting. Teach me courtesy, but it never sank in till that girl got a hold of me. Now I'm holding umbrellas and opening up doors. I'm taking out the trash and I'm sweeping my floor. I'm crossing my fingers and counting every kiss, praying that it keeps going. So hard, I can't rise above it. Don't know what it is about that little gal's loving, but I like it, I love it, I want some more. Gotta wash my truck and dress up and pick her up to watch TV. And she sits down on the sofa, she'll move a little closer. She can't get enough of me.
Those are hot dogs, right?
Yeah. Want one?
Yeah, I'd love one.
That'll be $2.
Check.
Yeah, but it's a good check. See, Chris's mom wrote it to Chris because Chris bought her something. I can't remember what. Then I bought Chris some press-on nails. I gave Chris the difference, and she wrote the check over to me. So I'll write the check over to you. You keep the difference, and I'll take the hot dogs. So you got a pen?
Get out of here.
Wait! I'm starving. You'd rather throw it away than give it to me.
I work on a cash-only basis.
But it's a perfectly good check.
No. I'll make it very clear. You slip me the cash, and I'll slip you the wiener.
But I don't have any cash.
Then I don't have a wiener!
We'll be right back. can see. No, I don't care what they say to me. If you're gonna drown, do it the right way. Do it the right way. I don't care what they say, it's so easy. I don't care what they say, it's so.
Sing Sing.
Sure, walk into a prison with half the police force out looking for you. You're a brave man.
No, no, not brave. Scared shitless. Okay, unless we can prove that Cordell is still alive, it's gonna be my ass. Yeah, we've got an 8 a.m. meeting with your Dr. Gruber. We're a little early.
Yeah, name?
McCray. Detective Frank McCray.
Okay, the doctor's office is around back to your left.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
You knew Matt Cordell?
Aren't many like that. I did the autopsy on him.
Now, look, the authorities knew that something like that could happen to him. Why didn't they prevent it?
Well, he wouldn't allow it. I mean, he refused to be in isolation. I guess he... didn't want to admit that he was afraid.
What do you do in a case like that?
What do you mean?
Well, when they're all cut up like that.
This is no ordinary mortician's home. I mean, we're not into cosmetic approaches here. When a prisoner dies, it's not our job to make him look good again for his family. We stitch up the parts and put him into a wooden box, and we bury him.
Is that what happened to Matt Cordell?
I don't have to look in my records.
Would you mind?
Mostly they just go to Potter's Field. Oh. Yes. Cordell's records. This body was claimed by a woman.
Can I see that? We both know Miss Noland.
I think before this goes any further, I'd like to see some identification, Detective McRae. Something with a photograph on it.
Detective Lieutenant McRae died early this morning. He was murdered.
He was murdered by the same man that killed more than half a dozen people at police headquarters last night.
I haven't gotten to my morning paper yet. Now, why do you know all the lurid details? If I were to murder a bunch of officers, the last place I'd come is to a penitentiary.
Don't bullshit us. You know who did those killings.
How could I know?
Cordell wasn't dead.
And then you saved him. Answer me.
Look, he was a fine detective. He had a lot of friends. Everyone knew if we put him back in the prison community, they'd just attack him again. There was no way he could survive. So when they brought him up here, more dead than alive, a policewoman convinced me to do the decent thing.
Like remove him from the prison mortuary alive?
He wasn't exactly alive. He had severe brain damage. I was certain that he was legally dead. I was telling the truth when I signed that death certificate. There's no way he could function as a human being again.
Read the newspapers, Doc.
Get out of my office. Now. You never came here. I'm not going to pick up that phone. This never happened.
There's no end to your decency, is there, Doctor?
What did I do wrong? You should have seen him on the operating table, cut to pieces. I know the system screwed him. The politicians put him in prison and the inmates did the rest, and now you're trying to ruin my life and my career.
We're not trying to ruin anybody. We just want to bury Matt Cordell once and for all.
Get out of here.
Go away.
Here you are, Doctor. Put this on.
What are you talking about?
You know, it's St. Patrick's Day.
The parade. The mayor and police commissioner will be there.
Yeah, along with 5,000 cops. You know, I bet Cordell used to love walking on that parade every year he was on the force.
Yeah, well, whatever he loved, he hates now.
What I feel.
It was 1 year after the massacre in El Paso, Texas, that Bill backed his Nippon progeny financially and philosophically in her Shakespearean in magnitude power struggle with the other Yakuza clans over who would rule vice in the city of Tokyo. When the final sword was sheathed, it was Oren Ishii and her powerful posse, the Crazy 88, that proved the victor. The pretty lady to Oren's right, who's dressed like she's a villain on Star Trek, is Oren's lawyer, best friend, and second lieutenant. The half-French, half-Japanese Sophie Fatale. Another former protege of Bill's. The young girl in the schoolgirl uniform is Oren's personal bodyguard, 17-year-old Gogo Yubari. Gogo may be young, but what she lacks in age, she makes up for in madness.
Ferrari nanka suki kana?
Ferrari nante Italia no gomi daro. Atashi to yaritai nda. Warau na yo. Yaritai no ka yaritakunai no ka? Dochi de?
やりたい?
どうなのさ? これでもまだ私を刺した? でも逆に刺されちゃったみたい!
See what I mean? The bald guy in the black suit and the Kato mask is Johnny Mo, the head general of Oren's personal army, the Crazy 88. And just in case you're wondering, how could a half-breed Japanese-Chinese-American become the boss of all bosses in Tokyo, Japan? I'll tell you. The subject of Oren's blood and nationality came up before the council only once, the night Oren assumed power over the crime council. The man who seems bound and determined to break the mood is Boss Tanaka. And what Boss Tanaka thinks is...
おい、兄弟、一体何の仕事だよ。今日は祝いの席じゃねえか。あ、何を売ってんだよ。この組長からタラコが。おっさんまだ言うの。タラコの親分、頭おかしいじゃねえのかい。俺は許さんで、あるさんに失礼だろ。謝れよ。田中さん、
田中とはどういうことです。うちの連中があんたの親父さんやあんたの親父さんと一緒にこの会作った。あんたらが設定バカ面下げて飲んだくれて飲んで墓の中に泣いてこら。見てんだよ。今日のことは過ちだってな。何ごたくに並び込んでやこの田中。
この会にケチつけてんのはてめえじゃねえか、この野郎。黙れろ。皆さん、田中の親分は胸に一物終わりのご様子、ぜひ本音をお聞かせいただけましょう。今日ここで起きしまった間違いのことだよ。石井の姉さん、わかんだろうよ。
あんたのことだよ。アイヌ語がチャイニーズのアイヌ・アメリカ人リーダーにしまったってことだよ。私の真剣な気持ちを As your leader, I encourage you from time to time, and always in a respectful manner, to question my logic.
If you're unconvinced a particular plan of action I've decided is the wisest, tell me so. But allow me to convince you, and I promise you right here and now, no subject will ever be taboo. Except, of course, the subject that was just under discussion. The price you pay for bringing up either my Chinese or American heritage as a negative is, I collect your fucking head. Just like this fucker here.
このファックやろうと同じようにね。
Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time! I didn't think so. 今日はこれまでにしましょう。
No matter how much she wants me.
Tough man to get a hold of, Jeffrey.
What do you want?
It's not what I want. It's what you want. How bad you want it, because it is going to cost you. Can't show it to you right now. But it's about 5'5", 115 pounds, three or four of that just pure tit. Nice curly brown hair upstairs and down. Interested?
Why? Just, why us?
Bring him up here. Town of Brackett, Jeff. It's a two-bit shithole in the middle of nowhere. See the bank down there? A few minutes, you're gonna walk in, tell the manager you want an express wire in the amount of $90,000 from your bank account in Boston. Cash.
How do I know she's still alive?
Come on, Jeff. Need you to pay attention. Now, you see that building with the flagpole coming out the top of it?
Yeah.
That's the sheriff's station. There's exactly two cops in this town. One of them's pulling desk duty right now. The other one's on patrol in the foothills. About a minute ago, Billy here...called in an accident on the I-40 connector. So See? There he goes. It's going to take about 20 minutes for that cracker to get out to the connector, another 10 minutes to see there's no accident, another 20 minutes to get back in. That's 50 minutes. That is exactly the amount of time you have to get me my money. Now, before you get any half-baked ideas about calling in the cavalry, just remember we're going to be watching you every step of the way, and we're going to be listening on those scanners. And if we see anything unusual, an unmarked car, a plane, one human being who even smells like a cop, well, you can just keep your fucking money, Jeff. And I'll send you pieces of her from time to time. Billy, give him the jacket. Well, go on, put it on, Jeff. Can't go into a bank looking like that now, can you?
Because I can get you that money, I swear to God. Promise you, just let my wife go, please.
49 minutes, Jeff. Time to get the show on the road.
Excuse, please.
Happy birthday. Not my birthday, Eric.
already.
Seem a little edgy, Pete.
You a chopstick? You a chopstick or fork?
How are things at work?
Awful. If I don't do something quick, I'm out of a job. They're saying I'm too old. They're saying I'm losing. They're saying that I'm paranoid. Hey. They're all out to get me, Gary. Hey.
Sorry for your mind.
I'm sorry.
Just a strain, that's all.
Hey. Oh.
You stupid bastard! Why are you doing this to me?
Who?
You! And those rookies you sent me. All they can do is screw up. Now the neighborhood is turning against us. They're coming at me from all directions, Eric.
That would be normal. Why don't you do something?
Like what?
Well, something to reassure the neighborhood.
A special show of police involvement with the neighborhood.
A street fair.
Eric. It's a brilliant idea.
What's a big brother for?
This fish is boiling.
Oh, you want stir fry?
Look, get away from the games, all right? You ain't got no money. Just get away from the games, all right?
What the fuck does it matter what you talking about?
You ain't got no money, man. Yo, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Make sure you get my food. Get it now.
And don't be drooling on it, man. And I better not get none of that cat. I want chicken.
Here, y'all. Here, y'all go play the game.
No offense, man.
But you make sure they get what they want, eh?
Now, go ahead, go ahead.
Y'all go play them games, here? Play them games. Here, baby. Here, go play the games. Go ahead.
Yo, what's happening with the food, man? What's up? I got all day, man.
It's gonna be 56.70 total.
Did I say I was finished?
I want something to drink. Maybe I want some birch beer. You got birch beer?
No, we don't have no birch beer.
I don't even know what that shit is.
You got any root beer?
Nah, we ain't got no root beer.
Yeah, well, how much is this?
56.90.
56.90? Fuck you very much.
Hey, scumbag, guess what? You're under arrest.
Yeah, you're under the influence, motherfucker. How about that?
All over, Jimmy.
You're under arrest for the murder of Miguel Mata, Salvador Tito, and Rafael San Domingo.
You have the right to remain silent, so shut the fuck up.
What's this, huh? Did you use this on Moto?
Yeah, that's right. Same one I'm gonna use on your punk.
Laugh now, motherfucker, before the rest of your life, you're gonna be somebody's bitch. Some motherfucker named Buff.
But jump down your motherfucking throat!
You slap me again, motherfucker. I'm gonna slap the black off.
Take the cuffs off, motherfucker.
Yeah, I love the
cuffs. Get your ass all over this fucking place.
This is the happiest day of my life. You know why? Because we got a real live talking witness.
I don't need no witnesses!
Oh, yeah, motherfucker. Well, you must be getting old.
Get you fucking black man. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Childhood. Wait, child, do I child, think I'm not hurt? しゃみじちゃうからなの武器
Destroy you!